Make me eat it all. Where did I sign it at? Whose name do you want on it?
Sign JD. Mentor when it comes to bidders. Out of all the ones you know.
It'd be hard to say, old man Johnny Hill. I got a lot of my bowing and a lot of, I don't know, does my music jump at you when I play it? Well, I got that. That's one of the places I got that was off of him. I never was one to play to myself. You know, I don't, I play and I put and push and power and drive. Jerry Mills says this is a, what is it, cello bow? Is that, or what do you call them next size up?
Viola
bow or
shut
something.
Shut that door, would you?
He said that's not a fiddle bow, but I like it because it makes more noise, you know, more push to it. But,
do you actually play viola as well?
Huh?
Do you play viola?
No, I couldn't even say it real quick.
So you never really had any lessons?
No.
You just watch viola. I noticed that when you were playing that slow song, you used some vibrato on strings, which you don't usually see a lot of old-time fiddlers do. I just wondered if you just...
Johnny Hill would do a lot of that. Fellow by the name of B.B. Coleman in Princeton. I got to hear him fiddle a time or two, and he done that. He told me he spent 7 years learning how to do that, and he said he stood in a doorway with his fiddle up against the door, and so it freed his hand, and he was real good at that. But I picked up, you know, I pick up techniques. I watched that Pearlman on television. I've seen him a few times, but I'm, you know, I try to learn off the fellow that plays the tune the simplest. You know, you can learn the most from him, and these I like the violins and things like that, but it was just there. It's not available to me. You know, I can't read music as far as reading music goes, but techniques, you know, you can get from a lot of different places. I like to play songs, you know, like just plain songs rather than tunes like Wayfaring Stranger and, you know, things like that. I sit down sometimes and play some of that for an hour or so. Johnny Hilt could, he was just one of the fiddlers really that I go back to a lot. He could take the words out of your mouth with playing the fiddle like that. Joy, did you
no.
ever? You never did
no,
get to
died.
Meet him. He died before you come around, didn't he?
Yeah. Before playing, last night they had us over there talking, and I wasn't a whole lot said but on my part. But one thing that I said, and maybe you agree with it, maybe you won't, but I said that I felt like that Lee Triplett was one of the best old-time West Virginia fiddlers, particularly one of the best who never got any credit, never got any recognition.
Yeah.
Except
a handful.
You and Dave.
And
well,
that's
would you
what,
agree with that?
Yeah, that's what been one of my, he's one of the, he had one of the most powerful driving sounds. He got I don't know, he just had, he had the drive and the spirit and everything in his music that
I think the word spirit is the right word for me.
Yeah. It had something in it to just, you know, picked you up.
Yeah, it did.
Of course, like I said, most anybody's music is sort of a reflection of what's inside of him really, or inside the person playing it, but Lee, I've long said that Lee Tripp was one of the most powerful old-time fiddlers. You know, he didn't have a great repertoire as far as that goes. He had stopped fiddling in his middle years and raised his family, and then started again when he was old. You might say, you know, on up in years, he stopped, I think, for 30 years and didn't play. And I almost did the same thing had it not been for those kids in Huntington. When I quit playing for David, I had to quit entirely. And they kept after me to play with them in that band, and I got to play in string music. We played mostly string music out of the 20s and 30s and songs and stuff. But I almost quit too, and I don't play a great lot now, but I just simply don't have time to, you know, I don't have time to get out and do it. It's hard to do it. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and come home at dark, and you don't leave you much time for the show. You still tuned?
I'm gay. I can get up tomorrow. How about Lee Triplett's tune, Pretty Little Dog?
I'm getting kind of tired, Martin.
Quit.
Like the rest of all. Don't want to quit, just like the rest of all.
All right.
Where'd Mike go?
Thank you.
Just throw it over your shoulders, kind of like salt.
You don't want to tell me that. Better get this thing off of me somewhere.
Boy, they got you wired.
Oh, they hooked my clothes and everything. They can't run away.